Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I like bipartisan things. All right? I think you got Democrats and Republicans out there that want to combine forces. And when it comes to health and when it comes to public health, that's kind of the drive. That's how you can get a lot of people to agree. I understand we're kind of waiting for the stimulus package to get signed and some of the back and forth going on with that. But we got, you know... We got the whole daylight savings time change again coming up this weekend. So we're going to be springing forward with our clocks. I'm sick of spring forward. Sick of it. I'm also finished with falling back in the fall. But spring forward is where we take our clocks at 2 a.m. I like to wake up, splash some water on my face, be wide awake at 1:59. Right, so I can do the clock change. Thank God for iPhones doing that for us now. And then we take that 2 a.m., and we make it 3 a.m. And we just lose an hour. And why are we doing this? Not because of World War One. We're doing this because back in World War One, we need to save coal. Are we in World War One anymore? No. World War Two came around. Again, we had to save coal. So we had a wartime. Try to add more daylight. It's not World War Two, thank God. Here we are decades later, still doing the time change. Now, Senator Marco Rubio, I spoke with his office. I was like, sup? Senator Marco Rubio and a bunch of other senators, both Democrat and Republican, hallelujah, praise the Lord, have resubmitted the Sunshine Protection Act. Now, some people's panties are all up in a bunch because I'm for just pick one time. Pick one time and stick with it. Because this time change and a spring forward, there's medical effect, there's, you know, health risks with it, which we'll talk about. But some people just want standards, some people just want savings. So standard time is what we're in right now. With the exception of those people in Hawaii and Arizona, those of us right now, where it's kind of a little darker earlier during the day, and then the sun is up and we're kind of waking up to the sun, I do better in standard. I really like it. I like standard more. Also, I live in a desert community, so the last thing I need is longer daylight in the summer. But I get that in order to get this done, right, states like California, multiple states, I think even my state, Nevada, has already passed legislation for daylight savings to just be year-round, to not fall back in the fall or spring forward, because we're sick of spring forward and we're finished with fall back. Those are hashtags, by the way. So Senator Marco Rubio, James Lankford, Senator Blunt, Senator Whitehouse, Democrat from Rhode Island, Senator Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, Cindy Hyde-Smith, Republican from Mississippi, Rick Scott from Florida, Ed Markey, Democrat from Massachusetts, have reintroduced the Sunshine Protection Act of 2021 that would keep daylight savings time, hopefully, all year round. And like I said, I know some people are like, but I want standard. I get it. I prefer standard. I do. But in fact, even sleep specialists prefer standard. But it's more risky to have the switch. So as a physician, I just want the switch to end. Well, why? Well, there was a study out of Colorado showing car accidents go up when we lose that extra hour of sleep. I mean, an hour for some people is a big deal. I don't really sleep much, you know? So the hour was a big deal for me. I got to be honest with you. The fall back was a big deal because I was on call. And when you're on call for 36 hours, and then all of a sudden you get an extra hour, right, where you take the 2 a.m. and you flip it back to 1 a.m., so you do a whole extra hour, that made my shift a 37-hour shift, and I hated it. I was the only one in the country who hated the fall back because I had to work an extra hour. But for the rest of us, you know, it's the spring forward that we hate. There was a study that looked at miscarriages are up fertility issues because I guess her circadian rhythm is up. So if her body goes, okay, you know, Dr. Dahlia's going to have sex at 6 a.m., right? But it's actually 7 a.m. The egg's done. I'm not doing it. Yeah. So it does mess. The 1 hour really messes with a lot. But the big thing that was very apparent and has been reproduced multiple times is the spike in heart attacks. We do have an uptick in heart attacks every time this year. Yeah, maybe last year was blamed on COVID, but I'm thinking people are going to, you know, now discern it better. But we see an uptick in heart attacks. This was, I believe this was in 2014, as well as a study. There were a couple studies, but this one in 2014 found heart attack risk to spike 25%. Now, some of you will ask, why the heck haven't we done this already? Well, because when you look at the fall, there's health benefits with the fall back. With the fall back, there's less heart attacks. There's less car accidents. There's less workplace injuries. There's less depression. So public officials are like, it washes out. And I'm like, no. As a doctor, no. Just stop the time change. The time change is stupid. Now, we have a petition. It's on my website. It's on my Twitter. It's called a petition for the Congress to just pick one. I'll repost it. And we're trying to get as much signatures as possible to help the bipartisan push from Democrat and Republican senators to help stop the clock change. And I get some of you really want standard. I'm with you. I prefer standard. You know, but it looks like many states as well as the senators are really pushing for daylight savings time year round. And I get it. Apparently, there's also a safety issue because when it gets dark at 4:30 and some kids are walking home from sports at night, some people want longer daylight. Right now in the summer in Florida, it's like daylight till 9, 10 o'clock. I'm actually going to be on the CBS Orlando later today talking about that. I'll also be on John Phillips KBC today, too. For those L.A. peeps, we're going to be answering your questions from 1 to 2 p.m. in KBC L.A. But as far as I'm concerned, I just think it's done. I think it's outdated. It's stupid. It's a waste of time. I appreciate what they had to do during World War I and World War II, but we're not trying to save coal. I mean, you know, if you tell me maybe it'll help the carbon footprint, you know what? No, okay? I think it makes more of a carbon footprint because people are now rushing and they're racing off to work and it's just a mess. So, hashtag, if you're sick of spring forward and you're finished with fall back, please sign the petition and let's help the senators bipartisanly get this done. 1-877-DOC-DALIA. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market and intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So one of you had asked about shingles and why shingles apparently you had seen more cases, you have heard of more cases. I spoke about it on my show, so maybe you heard me talk about it. Shingles, just to give you guys a little bit of just some quick review, shingles is a virus that you don't just acquire and pick up from somebody else. Shingles is a virus that you get as chickenpox as a kid. Now, I don't know how old any of you are. You know, I pretend I can see you all, but I can't. I'm a Gen Xer. So in the late 70s, I got chicken pox. That's just kind of what you did in the 70s. You played with other kids who got the chicken pox, and then you all got the chicken pox. And we got these big, painful, blister-looking things that were itchy. They start on the chest, then they go up to the face. They go, can spread throughout the whole body. And when you scratch at them, unfortunately, because they affect the nerve, you scratch all the way deep under the dermis. And whenever you have epidermal involvement, the layer above it, the more superficial layer, you don't really seem to scar as much as dermal involvement. So I have little chicken pox marks. They're called pox marks from a couple of the chicken pox that I scratched as a kid. And why do you scratch? Well, it's a body's defense mechanism. If you have something that is itching you, you know, like let's say a bad pimple or something, you want to scratch it to kind of dig it out. And it helps dig out the infection. If you have a mite, it digs out the mite. It digs out the scabies, tries to dig out the virus. So scratching is a defense mechanism. Unfortunately, you could scratch so much that you could, you know, be left with scars. So some of us have chickenpox scars. And it's frustrating. Or sometimes you can just have a real bad pox and it causes that. So chickenpox will usually go away on its own. I've rarely seen people die of it, but you can. The older you get, the more severe it is. The younger you get, the less severe. I had a friend who had it in college. He had chickenpox up and down his esophagus. I mean, it just, he couldn't eat. He almost had to be hospitalized. I mean, that is some painful stuff. And it is painful. Lasts about 7 to 10 days. You could also have a runny nose, body aches. You feel like a virus. And then it goes away. But the chickenpox virus decides to find a nerve root. And it just quiesces or goes to sleep or stays dormant there. It picks a nerve root to subside it. One. And then you think, well, it's gone. And you're good. And you can relax. And you can take it easy. And then, unfortunately, stress comes out. Or what I've noticed with COVID, a virus comes into play that just kind of causes it to wake up. But when it wakes up, it doesn't affect your chest and face and do all that. It'll come out along that dermatome, that nerve root that it decides to hide out in. Now, for some people, it's along maybe, let's say, the thoracics. So you'll feel like you got bit in the back. You're like, man, I got a bug bite. And then you ask your partner to take a look, and they're like, I don't see anything. I'm like, well, gosh, it's just weird. It feels weird. Well, maybe your rib's out, or maybe you're a weenie and get blown off. And then you feel achy. You feel kind of sore. And I go, you sure it was a bit? Nope. And then all of a sudden, you start getting some redness in the area. And you're like, yeah, see, I was bit. And then it gets a little bubbly and blistery. You're like, man, I got bit a lot. And then you call up a doctor or one of us medical providers. We see you. And we're like, no, that's shingles. Unfortunately, by the time many people get diagnosed, the rash starts to spread pretty quickly. And the rash will go along that one nerve root. Well, as the nerve roots are centralized along the spine, that's where they originate, it's only going to be one side of the body. So if you have a rash that's on one side of the body and it hurts or it itches or it stings, that is a very good sign that that could be shingles. Now, by the way, we can do a blood test. We can. We could do a blood test to see if it's shingles. There's IgM antibodies and IgG antibodies. I know. Look at you guys. See, I'm teaching something. I know. I can teach. All right. IgM antibodies will come on within the first 30 days of an infection. So we know if you're having something active. IgG are antibodies which will show if you've ever been infected. They're the long term. So most of us have IgG chickenpox antibodies, varicella, the varicella virus. But if you're having an active infection, we might see the IgM go up. So there's a way to do a blood test. These shingles, blisters, can go then across the chest if they start in the thoracic. If it's a lumbar, it could go down the leg. If you have them cervical, it could go down the neck, go down the arm.
I've seen shingles near an eye affect the ear. Pretty painful. Could cause blindness, could cause hearing loss. So when somebody says, I think I have shingles, and it's along, let's say, the leg, you know, or along, you know, maybe near the tushy or something, I'm like, thank the Lord. And they're like, what are you talking about? Because I just don't want it by your eye. I don't want it by your ear. Those could be some bad shingles. Now, are you contagious when you have shingles? Well, no. Not in terms of shingles. You won't give your spouse shingles. Remember, they had to have, they had their own varicella chickenpox infection that had to hide out to its own nerve root. I mean, unless you stress them out, maybe you could cause their shingles to come out, but you won't give anybody shingles. What you can, however, do is give somebody the chickenpox. So if you have kids, right, let's say you're in a, like a tank top, you know, or you're shirtless, and you know, your little niece or nephew comes up going, what's this? And they start to touch the bumps on you, you could give them chickenpox. Now, most kids start the vaccine regimen at a year. So a lot of kids are vaccinated now for chickenpox. I know some parents don't like that. Parents want kids to have natural immunity to chickenpox because they don't trust the vaccine. My problem is, you know, I don't want anybody getting shingles later. I really don't like shingles. And you also wonder if shingles also put you at risk for heart disease, stroke, you know, because of the stress of it all. And so it's, I'm on the side of vaccinating for chickenpox. I understand. I love natural immunity too. Trust me. But I think, you know, the risk of, what if you don't get chickenpox until you're a teenager? I mean, seeing my friend almost hospitalized, I'd rather, you know, if you can't get it as a kid, at least get the real, get the vaccine. So I'm for vaccine on that. So if a child's been vaccinated, you're probably not going to give a chickenpox. If a child had chickenpox, but if you have like a, you know, 6-month-old or something around it, you could give them chickenpox. So, or if you have somebody that just never got the vaccine and was just really, really lucky. And again, you got to be careful giving somebody older. So, you know, when we look at shingles, it's one of those things that's very common, and I'm just seeing so much of it lately. And in fact, we talked about this where there was a study where the study authors had said, and this was probably around the same time I was noticing it too. I, of course, didn't publish a study. I need to publish more studies. It takes a long time, and anyway. And they said, look, you know, they've had people come in. This was early on in the COVID pandemic, and they would have shingles, real bad shingles, but no other symptoms. So the person goes, okay, well, you aren't having the cough and the shortness of breath and the fever, so I don't have to worry about, you know, COVID with you. So here's medicine for your shingles. And they're saying, guys, you know, you might want to still use those protective measures because somebody coming in with shingles could very well be having COVID, but just not displaying COVID symptoms. It could be asymptomatic, but rather than asymptomatic and not showing any COVID symptoms, their body is reacting to the virus being in them and bringing out the shingles. So one of my listeners had asked last week, will a vaccinated person against COVID, will they have the bad shingles that we see in some people whose shingles come out with COVID? Well, it depends. If you're vaccinated against COVID, that doesn't mean you are completely deflecting and deterring COVID, which means you could still get a COVID infection. But my guess is it's probably not going to be as prominent as we're seeing pre-vaccine, because if you don't have that virus buildup and you aren't having the symptoms, or you know, if the vaccine is allowing you to fight off the virus, it might not have the time or the ability to reactivate. It still could, though. So my answer to that is, and I don't know, because that's honest. We don't know. All right? So I taught you guys something. I know, it's a first. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Tahibo. Primo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is moving toward final passage of a massive stimulus bill. Democrat Whip Jim Clyburn, citing numerous polls, and says the American Rescue Plan enjoys overwhelming support.
It is supported by 75% of the American people, 71% of independents, and 60% of Republicans. This legislation is transformative.
But Republican Congressman from Virginia, Bob Good, argues the price tag is way too high.
Only 9% of the $1.9 trillion is even related to COVID relief, while 91% is for pet Democrat projects.
You can expect to keep paying more at the pump. The Department of Labor's Consumer Price Index bumped up by 4% in February. Gasoline prices continue to increase for the biggest annual gain. You're listening to USA Radio News. The State Department responded to the administration's decision to allow Venezuelan refugees who are already in this country to be given temporary protection. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
The numbers are staggering of those Venezuelans who have already fled poverty, hunger, and the brutal repression of President Nicolas Maduro. Ned Price explained the reasons for the decision to give the asylum seekers legal standing.
To date, nearly 5.5 million Venezuelans have fled their homeland, while another 7 million remain in chronic need of humanitarian aid. Nicolas Maduro's repression, his corruption, and economic mismanagement have victimized these Venezuelans and produced this political and humanitarian crisis.
President Biden hosting the CEOs of Johnson & Johnson and Merck at the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a vaccination clinic in Pasadena had to shut down yesterday because apparently there were hundreds of ineligible people from Hollywood production companies that jumped the line and got themselves on the list And when city officials found out, they just stopped it. City officials confirmed that within the first hour, 900 of the 1,500 appointments at the Pasadena City College Clinic had been booked by assorted workers from Hollywood's production, media, and streaming companies. Most of them were ineligible. According to spokeswoman Lisa Derderian, hundreds signed up within the first hour. It was like rapid fire. So an email went out last week from the Pasadena Public Health Department to frontline workers and senior citizens with instructions to sign up for an appointment at the clinic through the statewide vaccination website. The email also stated that people attempting to get the COVID-19 vaccine would be required to show proof that they worked in an eligible industry and either lived or worked in Pasadena. We do check for ID. We will turn you away if you don't meet the current tier, if you don't live in town or work in town. They say our health officer will not risk her credentials or the health department's licensing or the city's reputation. We are very strict in adhering to the guidelines. So that's basically saying don't bribe, you know. City officials decided to close the clinic indefinitely after spending several days verifying that those who made appointments were eligible or not, determining that a number of them were not. Residents pointed out that on the registration site there was a drop-down menu asking what industry the person registering works in. So there was a service industry, and a part of that was entertainment and performance. So officials also noted that the closing of the clinic had been tough on many senior citizens because they were in line for the vaccination. They said some even cried. The poor seniors going through this, it's such a cluster. He said, as of Tuesday, no new date has been scheduled for the clinic to reopen. Okay, well, that's kind of a cluster. Apparently, they are buying more Johnson & Johnson shots. My guess is they're still having a little issue of getting enough vaccines. Biden has announced plans to purchase 100 million doses. I believe he read it. I know people have been very, very frustrated. There was supposed to be some questions answered yesterday when he was doing a photo op, and he was very well protected, and his team wouldn't let journalists ask him questions. And it's tough to watch. It's really tough to watch. Let me just say something on this for a second here. Okay. You know, I whether you're Republican or Democrat, all right, I get this election has been very tumultuous, and there was a lot of questioning on how accurate the mail-in ballots were. And I think both sides agree that I've had liberal friends tell me, you know, they didn't get a ballot. You know, I had conservative friends say they got two. So there was obviously, you know, some mess-ups, and I think both sides could see it. But, you know, if Biden, you know, becomes president, he's had multiple years in public office and service, a lot of, you know, scandals and issues in the past, but he's finally president. And this is probably a moment he's always wanted. And this is probably a moment he's, you know, worked out in his sleep, or, you know, if I ever win a Grammy, I already know exactly what I'm going to say. I've been practicing it in the shower. I'll sing a song, and everyone's like, hey, Dr. Dahlia, you're such a good singer. Like, yeah. And then I win my award. I mean, I've already mentally walked myself through winning an award. If I win a gold medal in figure skating, I already know exactly what I'm going to do on the podium. I've already planned this out. Okay, am I going to compete in the Olympics in figure skating? Probably not. But I have the same chance of that as becoming president of the United States. So here is Joe Biden, president. And he's very coached. He's very, his, you know, wings are clipped. They don't want him to speak. He looks confused. He looks silenced. Now, I don't know who's running the show, who's protecting him. I don't know who's, you know, but we, you know, if he is having cognitive deficits and is going through some, you know, elements of dementia, now I would really like to ask him, what does he want to do? He's president. What does he want to say?
I mean, it seems like everything he's saying is very, you know, is now because of the way media takes every single thing that's being said, you know, and they're, and they'll blow it out of proportion and all that. And you know, but I would just really like to hear, and I would have liked to hear this from Trump also, or from Obama. What is it like to be commander in chief? And what do you want to do? None of this, I want to listen to the people. I don't want to hear a politician talk. I want to hear Biden say, heck yeah, I've wanted this for decades. I'm here. I'm going to listen to you guys, but these are things I've wanted to do, and I want to make this country great. I want to be the best president this country has ever seen. I want to see the strength. I want to see the passion. Trump did a little bit of that. I mean, he didn't go, heck yeah, I'm here. You know, he didn't say this is something I've always dreamed about. You don't hear about that. You know, but you know, you this is, you. I really want to hear, you know, Obama. You know, I am the first black president. Look at this. You know, yeah, and maybe it would tick off the other side. Trust me, people got ticked off, you know, with Trump. People are going to be ticked off with Biden. But I just don't see presidential. I don't see that power. I don't see that passion. I don't see that stamina. And it's very unsettling. Now, maybe Ronald Reagan was starting to have Alzheimer's. I remember after he left office, somebody showed all his, the way he, his signature the first year he was in office, and then 8 years later, how it was more scribbly. And they said that could be a sign of dementia. This was before he was diagnosed. And I know, you know, there were critics of Reagan. I loved Ronald Reagan, but there were critics. And again, as a kid, I thought it was, you know, oh, he just had that kind of strength and likability. He just had that presidential look to him. You know, it just, you know, so I worry a little bit. We got a lot going on. We have our adversaries watch, and we have this crisis going on the border. And people were trying to ask Biden about it. And you could see he just kind of circles around. And he doesn't say anything. And I would like to see a president just go, hey, guys, look, you know what? Team, thank you. Thank you. But I'll tell you what I want to say. Right? I'm not going to let this country fall apart. I'm not going to let the border fall. We have issues. I get it. I'm hearing it, you know, and we're going to deal with it. I mean, I wish I could lay out a plan right now on every single thing we're going to do, but we are aware. Yeah, people don't want to think that the president is clueless, or they're just, you know, they have other items, or they're worried about the dog that bit the White House official. And I think somebody needs to allow, I think Biden still has it in him where he has, I don't know when it would happen. It could be inconsistent because as certain cognitive deficits happen, like me, you know, I mean, I know there's going to be a time I'm going to walk into a grocery store and forget what I walked in there for. But, you know, let him have a presidential moment on air because people are nervous. And we keep being told by Jen Psaki, he'll do a press conference at the end of the month. Well, there's kind of struggling right now and they're scared. We really need to hear from we need some leadership now. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of our listeners is asking about the most ideal way to get pregnant. Right. And I know some of you guys are giggling. Well, you know, don't have sex. Not entirely. There is a little art to it. People have sex all the time. They don't always get pregnant when they have sex. There's a little bit of an art. Apparently her daughter and son in law have been trying for a year, haven't been able to get pregnant. And I like the fact that she gave me a time frame on this, because we start calling it infertility when it's been about a year. If it's been about a year and you haven't been able to get pregnant, we will start being concerned about infertility. When your advanced maternal age, over 35, or an older father in his late 30s, 40s, we might check on it a little sooner. We might not wait a full year. We might start looking at it at the 3 month, 6 month mark. It'll also depend on if you've fathered a child before or if you've mothered a child before. If you've never gotten pregnant and you're 37, we're not going to probably wait too long. We'll already start looking at you. But, I mean, if you've been careful and you've been on birth control and you're like, I want to go off birth control now, well, we'll see what happens with your body. One of you had asked about a year or two ago, how long do you have to wait after birth control to start trying to become pregnant? The research came out about a decade ago, say you can start right away. At your next period, you should be able to get pregnant safely. I always tell my patients, give it a couple months. Your body needs to be on autopilot. Even though the studies say next month is fine, you know, you have fun, have sex. If you get pregnant, great. But if you don't get pregnant the next month, not a big deal. Sometimes it takes a while for your body to get back on autopilot. But usually your body, you know, can respond pretty quickly, you know, after being on birth control. You know, birth control, how it works is it gives the hormones such that your body isn't relying on signals from the ovaries and the brain, because the hormones are there, so they don't have to then stimulate the ovary to ovulate. The hormones are there, the body thinks, oh, all right, well, you know, it's fine. And then the environment of the uterus isn't sometimes as hospitable, or the cervical mucus there's a whole variety of things birth controls kind of help affect, such as sperm have a harder time of getting in there, the uterus might not be as hospitable to a zygote, the ovary may not be triggered to ovulate. So depending on the type of birth control you have and are given, it can affect if people get pregnant. And birth control has been fairly effective. So let's say you're off birth control, right? Neither of you have ever gotten pregnant or impregnated. The easiest thing to do is to look at the male. Now, I know people are like, okay, well, the women are going to blame the male, right? They're going to always blame the male. No, we're not blaming the male. It's just, it's a heck of a lot easier to evaluate a male for their sperm count or semen analysis than it is to start doing hysteroscopies and looking to see the patency of the fallopian tubes and to do all the expensive testing that has to be done on a woman. If it turns out that you guys haven't gotten pregnant and you've been together for 15 years and it's because he has a low sperm count, then that, you know, that will save us a lot of time, a lot of money. And we get a sperm count usually within a few hours, a couple days. But we could get an idea pretty quickly of what's going on from the male side. If his sperm count is nice and strong, then we go, all right, we got to see what's going on female. And I'll also talk about some things you can do for people who don't have issues. But let me just quickly talk about the sperm count and semen analysis. So sperm is produced in the seminiferous tubules within the testes. Remember we talked about how the testes last hour have Leydig cells, and the Leydig cells produce testosterone? So once, and the testosterone works to help produce sperm cells, and once the sperm is made, they travel, they swim, and they travel to the epididymis. They mature, and then they store. And during climax or ejaculation, the mature sperm travel from the epididymis through the vas deferens to the ampulla. They meet with seminal fluid that was produced by seminal vesicles, prostate, bulbo, urethral glands, and then it becomes semen. So it's a nice little mix, okay? It's a little recipe. So when we look at semen analysis, we'll look at the volume, okay? Because sperm, we don't want drying up. So we need to make sure there's plenty of volume and liquid for it to swim in. Otherwise, they're going to just dry up and not get anywhere. So seminal fluid can amount from anywhere to 1.5 to 5 cc's or 1/4 to a full teaspoon. A decrease in the amount could mean maybe you have an issue making semen or you have a blockage. Then we want to look at the concentration of the sperm. Is it sparse? You know, if you don't have enough sperm, it's going to be difficult to fertilize. We want your concentration of sperm to be close to 20 million sperm per cc of semen. So that is 1/5 of a teaspoon. We want 20 million. So a teaspoon will have 100 million sperm. That's what we want in order to increase your chances to fertilize an egg. Then they have to be able to swim. Okay, you can't just have them bobbing around like, remember Homer Simpson's sperm, right? They look like they were just kind of dough, you know, just kept bumping each other. You need them to swim. They also need them to compete with others. If they're sluggish, they're not going to have a chance. They have to not only get through the uterus, but they got to get up into the fallopian tube to meet the egg, because the egg is, you get fertilized in a fallopian tube. That is a long swim for a sperm. Takes a good couple days. So when we look at the motility, at least half of that sperm better be moving. Then we look at the shape and the morphology. We need to make sure sperm is of the proper size, proper shape. They say at least half of the sperm in each sample should be a normal shape. And then the liquefaction. They say the initial ejaculate is thick. It allows an easier passage to package the sperm, but then it has to thin. It has to liquefy and then allow the sperm to travel and swim. So it has to get in there in an envelope, kind of like the mRNA vaccine we talked about, but then it has to be able to go free. So the liquefaction time is about 15 to 30 minutes. And then the color. Color is usually about whitish-gray, but if we see that it's kind of brownish, orangish, that could be blood. Green could mean you got infection. Yellow could also signify infection or maybe a change due to medications, chemicals, age. Then we also look at the acidity, the pH, the white blood cell composition, fructose, sugar level. So if somebody's sperm count is low, we look to see if they've had anabolic steroid use like we talked about. We check for hormones in the food. Obesity could do it, electronics sitting on your lap, heavy metal exposure, radiation, high stress, varicocele, swelling in the veins, infection, tumor, things like that. So that's why we always want you to kind of keep it cool. Testicles that overheat produce less sperm. So don't put laptops on your lap. Keep the testicles away from the groin. Like, don't wear tight-fitting underwear. Protect them, but, you know, let them kind of hang. Maybe boxer briefs. Avoid tobacco. Avoid alcohol. Decrease caffeine consumption. Avoid pesticides, chemicals. Avoid hot tubs. Decrease stress. Of course, avoid anabolic steroids. But ideally, what I recommend anybody to do, because it takes a couple days for the sperm to meet up and the egg to come out of the ovary. So when you do have sex during your ovulation week, which in a 28-day cycle could be anywhere between 11 and 16. Every 2 days have sex. You don't have to have sex every single day, because if she ends up ovulating at the end of the week, you've already thinned out. So every other day, have sex. Sperm can last 2 days anyway, so can the egg in terms of its travel time. And then also try not to lose a lot of the sperm before day 11. You know, so maybe, you know, no self sessions until a few days before. Or no self-sessions a few days before, because we want, you don't have to, you know, stop for months, but we want to make sure you have, you know, a good enough of a package to be able to deliver. Make sense? All right, 1-877, Dr. Ollie, don't go away.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.